8 of Belcore Radio. This is going to be kind of a short episode. It's been a real crazy week for me. It's just me tonight, by the way. It's Black Mesa. Kind of, I haven't had a chance to get him on. This is just being made on short notice, and I didn't have a chance to get in touch with him. But yeah, I just started college this week, so I haven't really had a lot of time. I've been having a lot of essays and crap I've had to write, so I haven't really had a lot of time to get topics together for the show, so this is going to be kind of a short episode. Unfortunately for, you know, the listeners who I've been telling that I'm going to try and get more phone content, I hardly have any, so sorry, I hope you guys still enjoy the show, but let me go ahead and get through some housekeeping stuff here. The show is going to be streamed a couple different places when we release the new episodes now. The Leak Radio, which is a project of informationleak.net, which is a site, it's a really good site, and I recommend you check it out. They're working on getting their Shoutcast server set up just how they need it so they can stream the show. We're still working out how it's going to be, but probably the day after I release the episode, so that Friday, the show will probably be streamed like a 24-hour thing on that day, so, you know, if you tune in, you'll probably catch it on that day, because that's how it works. But, me and Black Mesa have been working on setting up a server of our own so that we can stream, but, you know, I'm not guaranteeing that. I don't know how long it'll, you know, if that'll work out for us, so be on the lookout for it, but don't get your hopes up, guys. But, I guess this is kind of the coolest part. There's a radio station in, I want to say it's Wisconsin. If I got that wrong, please, you know, please don't be mad at me, guys. But, it's Wicked Radio, and I believe it's 88.9 FM. Let me look that up real quick before. Ah, yes, this is some dead air, but let's see. Yes, Wisconsin. Alright. They do online streaming, and they also have, like I said, it's an actual FM station. They don't really get very good range. It's just a small 25 watt. But you know, they stream a lot of metal and a lot of rock. But they've been streaming, or broadcasting, I should say. They've been broadcasting episodes of Belcore Radio. People have been, you know, responding fairly well to it, saying they enjoy it. So, you know, if you're in the area up around Edgerton, Wisconsin, or that area, tune into 88.9. You might hear us. I'm gonna get him to start I'm going to try and get him to start playing the episodes that Friday. I'm not sure of a specific time, but if you're in the area, try and give it a listen. More on the subject of radio, a really cool show came out just a little while ago that, it's kind of a, it doesn't have one host. It's kind of a project of a lot of people. It's called TWAT Radio, T-W-A-T, and that stands for Today with a Techie, Today with a Techie. And, you know, it's got a whole lot of people signed on the project. It's got, you know, Droops from Infonomicon. It's got, Dan from, I think he's from the Linux Link Tech Show. It's got Jay Hood and Lin Lin from Test Show, which is a kind of an internet TV show. But, Black Ratchet's done a couple episodes, I think. Iron Geek. Just, I mean, it's a really good show. They're not generally too terribly long. It's, the point of the show is to teach you about a specific topic that has to do with technology and how to do something. It's not a lot of cultural discussion like you have on a lot of shows. It's not a lot of ranting about things like this show is going to end up. But it's good technical, you know, it's here's how you do it. Here, boom, 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 and that's how you do it. And, it's a really good show, so if you guys want to give it a listen, it's, the website is twatech.org. So, give it a listen. I'm probably going to be, I don't know if I'll be making an episode, but I'm definitely going to be helping Droops out with an episode he's recording sometime soon. Around Freaknik time. So be on the just check out the site, you know. Be on the lookout for big things coming from that, and try and submit something. You know, I mean, your show, they say, for the most, they want to keep the show at a minimum of 5 minutes. So, you know, record a little show, talk about how to do something, and just send it in. You know, if it, you know, if people don't like it, then they don't like it, but you know, as long as someone gets something out of it, that's what the show is all about, is teaching people. But, I guess one more thing before, kind of a cool new thing that a friend of mine's coming out with. It's a zine, an actual, like, printed magazine, like, you know, 2600 or Blacklisted 411 or Binary Revolution magazine. It's called, and this is the most creative name I've ever seen for a magazine, but it's called Hash and TTYs. So, I mean, you know, like the hash, like the pound sign on your phone, and then TTYs, like, you know, for the relay services and whatnot, but, I'm not sure if a lot of people get it, so I'm gonna go ahead and explain it, but it's Hash and Titties. It's kind of a spinoff, and it's funny, believe me. But, they're set to release. The release date for the first issue is on Halloween, actually. If you're going to be in the area for Freaknik up in Nashville, they're going to be bringing issues out there to sell. I'm working on an article to submit for the first issue, but I'm not totally sure, because they don't have a website up yet. I'm not totally sure about who they want you to contact to get in touch with or to submit anything. But if you have anything you'd like to submit, I'm going to talk to Corey. He's the friend of mine who's helping on the project, and figure out, you know, the exact email address of who you need to send this to. And I guess on the next episode I will let you guys know about it. It's supposed to be more of, you know, kind of the opposite of what TWAT Radio would be. It's supposed to be, it's not, they don't want technical papers. They don't want, you know, to say this is how you do something with your computer. It's going to be kind of a more cultural discussion, a more kind of, I can't think of a better word than that. It's going to be more, not so much technical, more of like an academic type of thing. Like a, I don't know, it's, yeah. I don't know, this is going to be a bad show, because I don't know how much of this is going to get edited out, but yeah, it's going to be a good zine, so, you know, look for it. I'm going to let you guys know with more info on the next episode, and just, I highly recommend you get it. So, yeah, this show sucks, but, that's not about to be bad, but, I'm going to go ahead and get into the one thing that I have that is, you know, everyone's going to be real happy about this. It's, the one news for freaks thing that I have, and, I'm not even sure what school it is. Let's see what school it is. It's probably MIT. Let's skip this ad. I hate advertisements on websites. Oh, it doesn't even say in this article now, does it? Well, students at some school, Pennsylvania State, Penn State, they have started demonstrating, kind of a denial-of-service attack that, using text messaging, that jams cell phone service. And, I'm assuming that they probably aren't, you know, sending them straight from the phone. They're probably using, you know, how you can email text messages to people by sending it to, you know, 242-123-4567 at tmobile.com or whatever. But, they've apparently, you know, started doing it successfully and actually getting to the point where there's nothing you can do but turn off your phone, which, you know, that's denial of service for you. But, it just got flash dotted, which is where I found it. I just found this today, about 10 minutes ago, so I don't really know a lot about it. But, I'm guessing that's about all there is to it. They just send a lot of text messages, and it shuts, you know, blocks the phone service so people can't use it. So, that's all I have to say about that. But, what I really... This is going to be the gist of tonight's show. Something that's really just been pissing me off lately. It all started... I was sitting in, you know, the first day at college, I was sitting in one of my classes, listening to one of my, one of the students that sits a couple desks down from me talking to someone about an online class that he got signed up for, and he paid Comcast about, I believe he said it was around $150, $200 to come out and install his cable modem for him. And, I don't know. I don't know how hard it is to install a cable modem. As far as I can figure, it probably involves plugging a cable modem into your cable line. And it doesn't really seem like something that you would need to pay $200 to a company to do. But, you know, I let that slide, because, you know, that's how things happen sometimes. And then I get home. And I get home, and I take my mail out of my mailbox, and I'm looking through the, you know, the various computer stores and, you know, CompUSA and all the crap with their little sales advertisements, and I come across Best Buy. And on the front of the Best Buy advertisement, little pamphlet thing, they have a D-Link wireless router for, I believe, after rebates or whatever, it was like $50. And then, right next to it, they have a little advertisement for Geek Squad, which is, you know, their little tech help people that they have, and it basically said, Geek Squad will install this at your home for $125. And that pissed me off. To think that they are charging people $125 to drive to their house, plug something into a wall, plug it into a computer, click a couple things, and leave. That's all they're doing. It's not that hard to plug a router in. It's hardly worth, you know, it's hardly worth paying $20 to have your neighbor come over and do it for you. Which, you know, I would do it for my neighbors for free if they asked. But no, they take advantage of the fact. They manipulate people's thinking when they buy these kind of things. People that aren't really computer savvy into thinking that it's hard to do by putting that advertisement there. They make people think, oh, well, if they have to do it, because there's an ad right there, and that they must know what they're doing, and I wouldn't understand it. And it just blows my mind how many people just see it, and they say, oh, okay, well, these people are professionals, so I'll let them do it, or I'll fuck something up. And they just throw money at these people's feet. They just throw it, and these people take it, and they basically say, here's something that, you know, you could have done yourself in the span of, like, 16 seconds. And they do it. I'm sorry, this just pisses me off so bad. They eat this kind of crap up. And I don't know why. I really love to know why. And I don't understand it. And I don't really know where I'm going with this. But, I guess just, tell people, you know, if you see someone going and calling up, like, Best Buy, and saying, hey, I need somebody to come out here and click my mouse a couple times and make the lights on my router blink, tell them, be like, you know what, you can plug that into the wall yourself. All it takes is like one movement of an arm, and that thing is plugged into a wall. And then you click a mouse, and that's all you have to do. Help people. That's what it's supposed to be about. It's not supposed to be about exploiting the fact that people don't understand how to hook up a piece of technology. It's about helping people that need help hooking up a piece of technology. So you help your neighbors, help your friends, help people that you don't even really know. If you happen to be in Best Buy and you see someone standing at, you know, a counter talking to someone from the Geek Squad, walk up to them, stand right in front of them with the Geek Squad guy in the behind you telling you to move, and say, what do you need help with? I will help you do it, and I won't charge you out the fucking ass to do something completely simple. That's all I'm going to say about that. Because that's all there is to it. If you don't help people, they're just going to get ripped off. And the more people that a company like that rips off, the more they're going to try to rip everybody else off too. Once they realize that people don't really understand how this technology is working, how easy it is to do it, they're just going to raise the prices, and that people are going to keep throwing more money at them. So, I mean, I don't want to say it's up to you, because it's not up to you. If you don't want to help these people, don't help them. But this will come around to, you know, affect other people besides just those, you know, the non-tech savvy people. It'll get to the point where, you know, they realize that people don't understand how simple it would be to just hook this up. They're not going to realize how, you know, how cheap it really is to manufacture it. I mean, we already pay too much for, you know, wireless routers and everything than we need to, just because that's how the company that makes them makes their money. And it's just going to be a matter of time before they realize, hey, we could jack up prices on this some more and make even more money. Or we could, you know, we could sell it and bundle the cost of having Geek Squad come out and install it for you right into it, And if they don't want Geek Squad to come out and do it, they don't have to have Geek Squad come out and do it, but they still have to pay because the price is bundled in. And it's going to end up like that, people. It's going to end up like that unless you do something. Unless you take action against it. I know I try to take action against it as much as I can. But I'm just one person. I'm not going to be able to do a whole lot. It takes a lot of people working together to stop this kind of bullshit. So help. Alright, I've got one more thing that I want to cover before this episode's over. And it's looking like it's starting to get towards the end here. But this one is kind of... I've noticed it, like I said in the last episode, me and Black Mesa mentioned, who was it? I think it was Switchfoot, or some similar band, you know, releasing how to make their, how to use fair use of their stuff, of their music, and how to get it off their copyright-protected CD so that you could use it how you see fit, as long as you're not giving it to other people. And like I said in the last episode, I think that more and more bands are starting to realize that these kind of things, you know, not offering, you know, sound clips of your songs on your site so people can listen to like 13 seconds of it and decide if they want to buy the CD or not, or offering, you know, a stream to where they can't download it to listen to later. They have to listen to it right then and there on your website so they can see if they want it. Fans are starting to realize that people don't want that. And a band that, you know, people haven't really heard a lot of in the past couple, you know, 6 or so years, has done just that. Harvey Danger, which I don't even know how long ago it was. Sometime in the late 90s, I would say, released a song called Flagpole Sitter, I think it was. A lot of people know it. You probably don't by the name, but anyways, they have released their new CD completely online. I mean, they do offer it for sale if you want to buy it, which I think the incentive to buy the CD is that it comes packaged with like a concert DVD with it or something for like $12. But yeah, they put their entire CD up for free download with a, you know, for free download via BitTorrent, so people could take it. That's what art is about. You know, these people, art's not about making this to make money. Art's about making this so that people can enjoy it. And that's what they're doing. And I think that this is just another big step, just like Switchfoot, you know, supporting the fair use of their art. Because, you know, I may not like it, but it's still art. It's big, big, giant steps towards freedom. Towards freedom of people being able to do things the way they want to do things, and of artists being able to do things the way they want to do things, and not doing things because their record label is afraid of people pirating their stuff, so they slap copyright protection on it, and they slap, you know, all sorts of anti-ripping, anti-burning crap on there to keep people from, you know, people can't take the music and put it on their MP3 player because of this. And I mean, it's just, I think that this is a big step in the fight for fair use. It's a big step in the fight for, like I said, it's a big step in the fight for freedom, for people to do what they want to do. So I want to give a big thank you to the people that are in Harvey Danger. I don't even know if I like your music. I haven't listened to any of the new CD here. I'm going to listen to it now. In fact, I'm going to try and get in touch with them and see if they would be willing to, you know, for the next episode of Belcore Radio, if they'd be willing to let me use one of their songs as intro music, since, you know, I don't make money off the show. It's a free show. It'd be no different than, you know, me driving down the street blaring it through the speakers of my car. So I'm gonna write them an email. I'm gonna explain to them the situation, and I'm gonna see if they'll let me use one of their songs for the next episode. So hopefully, when you guys tune in 2 weeks, if you tune in 2 weeks, because I can honestly say, with this episode, I don't give you much of an incentive to want to listen again. But if you do tune in, hopefully you'll be listening to some Harvey Danger at the beginning of the episode. But we'll just, you know, we'll have to see how that works out in 2 weeks. But I guess that's it for this episode. You know, it's quite a bit shorter than the other ones. Although I think that might not be too terrible of a thing, because it's, you know, less, a little bit less, not a lot less, but less me stammering and going off on tangents about nothing. So, I don't know, I guess until, you know, next episode, keep hacking, keep freaking, keep having fun. This is Pony Boy, and, end of file.